What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, District 30 is in the southwest corner of the state, and it has over 17,000 registered voters. The majority of them are Republicans, and in fact, District 30 is the most Republican-friendly district in the state by Republicans to Democrats ratio. But in spite of that, District 30 is diverse with many constituencies. There's ranching, hunting, mining, and timber industries, which employ many people in the region. Tourism and healthcare are big employers. Conservatism is a strong feature here, and there are also strong sentiments about quality of life, most notably keeping the water and air clean, the forests healthy and well-managed. The culture here is laid back, and the pace of life is pretty comfortable. People enjoy potluck gatherings and are friendly to each other and visitors. The area has a population density of less than 10 people per square mile. Many working people hold more than one job to support themselves and their families. And some of that is because of a dearth of full-time work. Economic activity is depressed and slow to come back from the 2008 national recession. There's communities that are thriving and some that are still struggling. Specifically, the slowdown at Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad in Edgemont and cutback and services at the VA in Hot Springs are major concerns. On the bright side, though, this year tourism seems to have picked up considerably. In short, District 30 has some challenges and also some great resources. I guess I should mention that District 30 is composed of Fall River County, Custer County, and big portions of the rural part of Pennington County.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
My primary focus is on making sure state government is responsive to and meets the needs of its citizens. The recent Gear Up and EB-5 situations, I believe, point to structural problems in state government that need to be corrected. There are many issues that need to be addressed in South Dakota, including building a strong economy and positioning the state for a prosperous future. You know, state government provides for the general welfare of the residents within its borders. It has a role in basic and post-secondary education. It has a role in protecting the livelihoods, health, and property of South Dakotans through thoughtful policy and fiscally responsible programs. It has a role in providing a level playing field in which small business thrives and employees can make a decent living, all of which promotes a healthy economy. These issues can best be addressed when the government is trusted by the citizens to deliver quality legislation and transparent and accountable government. State government is vital. I believe it's a well-run government is the oil that makes the machinery of society run smoothly and efficiently. And so that's why my primary focus right now is on state government itself, to make sure it's efficient and effective in delivering services that are needed by its constituents.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
I'm a strong backer of the ballot questions, two of them, Constitutional Amendment T, which provides for state legislative redistricting by a commission rather than the legislature. And then also Constitutional Amendment B, which establishes nonpartisan elections. Both of these efforts will encourage lawmakers to consider issues over party lines in their deliberations. Besides that, it may be time to look at an accountability and disclosure commission for oversight of elected officials. This would be both at the state and local levels and include elected officials as well as certain state employees. I really believe citizens and the media need to know how officials are influenced, and so an accountability and disclosure commission would do that for them.